I'm ready when you are.
Okay, thank you. Let's call our meeting to order. It's 8 o'clock on the 5th of March. We're meeting remotely this morning. But Becky, why don't we do a roll call
sure.
to get us started?
Would be glad to. Lillian Bayless.
Here.
Jim Webb.
Here.
Kelly Pearson.
Here.
Wade Garrett. Dave Lewis.
Here.
Ted Lewis.
Here.
Steve Lund. Paul Morris.
Here.
Kip Paul. Senator Sandahl.
Here.
Jennifer Selig. Daryl Hunting. Tommy Joe Lucia. That's everyone.
Okay, thank you, Becky.
Oh, Steve Lund just joined.
Great, thank you. Let's let the record reflect that. Thanks, everybody, for being on this morning for had a couple of short-notice meetings, but we appreciate everybody's attention to that. Had an item we wanted to get to the board since it's a short fuse, and with that, I'm going to ask Lillian to kind of introduce the topic. Larry, you certainly supplement as needed. And then we'll ask for a motion from you, Lillian, once you've explained it to the board, and then we'll have a discussion.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. In the last board meeting, we talked about and decided to get moving on an appreciation, recognition, luncheon, dinner for all of our volunteers. We have many, and many put a lot of time into this. I know the staff and Larry have talked about doing this, and it's just, you know, we get so busy and caught up, and we really felt like we need to get this started. And so Larry and I visited. He got the staff on board. The staff got going with numbers, with prices. They're all working together so well to bring recognition and appreciation to all our volunteers. You guys, there's tons. There's volunteers that have never been paid. They just show up so because they love the fair. So we've put this together, as the email said, a tentative March 28th. I think we're still looking at that. Correct, Larry?
Correct.
And we are moving forward. Fred jumped in with the food prices, and everyone's getting numbers and names and notifications out. So I'm excited to see. If they can't come, I think they'll still feel so happy that we're recognizing them. To that end, we are also looking at some awards for people. We have people here over 20, 25 years. So to that end, we're looking at around $30,000 to put this on. Larry said, and I know they're committed to bring it under that, but I'd like the board to approve $30,000 to make sure that they have what they need to produce this. And I'm done there, so... Larry, do you have anything to add?
I do. So I appreciate the floor this morning. So there's the budget that we need to discuss, but there's also one other item that's going to impact the budget that we need to discuss, and that was whether or not this event is a plus one. And what we're fearful of is if we only invite the volunteers, then the majority of them won't come if they can't bring their spouse or significant other. So we would also like your approval to include a plus one, which will bring our costs up, but we're anticipating that... not everyone is going to show up. So we're thinking 50 to 60% of the volunteers will actually show up. So our food costs will still remain the same had they all showed up. That's at least what we're forecasting.
So Larry, you think we're still within that 30 grand limit, even with the plus one?
Absolutely. Our goal is even with the plus one to come way underneath that. We just felt that it was more efficient for us to have a higher approval level and then work backwards into that. And then also recognize some of the individuals that have been here for a longer period of time. And so we zeroed in that we would recognize people that have been here over either 20 or 25 years. We're still putting that together in this particular first banquet. And then subsequent banquets, we would recognize people that have been here for different periods of time, like 5 years, things like that. We're still going to recognize everybody, but we want to recognize those individuals a little bit more, you know, a little differently. And then next year, for instance, Fine Arts and Sue, next year, she'll be her 30th year with the fair next year, which is just remarkable.
Thank you, Larry. Let's formalize the motion then, and we'll then open
Mr. Chairman.
Discussion. So, Yes.
Kelly Pearson has his hand up.
Okay, let's formalize the motion, Lily, and then we'll open it up for discussion. So what I understand, the motion is to approve a recognition dinner for volunteers on the 28th of March, and the budget is roughly $30,000. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's the motion. Then let's go up for discussion. Kelly, you've got the floor.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I'll second the motion.
Oh, thank you, Ted.
Larry, I was just curious if you have to follow like the state policy on that, or I know this is kind of a quasi government. Do you have to follow state policy on per diem and the policy on plus one?
That's a great point. And because they're volunteers, we're seeking clarification to make sure that that's an exemption.
Okay.
The employees, it may be a little bit different, so we'll have to vet through that with legal.
And I'm just curious, I think this, I mean, my opinion, this should be something you budget for every year. Could we not add it to the budget so you don't have to do approval going forward?
Yes, sir. That's a great point. We can add it to next year's budget so it just becomes automatic. Kelly, the other thing we want to do is so many people play a vital role in helping the fair become successful. And so we're actually even having conversations that should we include those individuals that help us put on the fair, which would be, you know, a few selected members of different agencies like DNR, Department of Agriculture, would it be some of our friends with Farm Bureau and things of that nature? There's just an entire village that it takes to put on the fair, and we haven't done a very good job of recognizing them.
Yeah, I'm very supportive of it. I just know as an agency, we can't do plus one, pay for the plus one. We just have a per diem that we have to follow for the employees, and it hurts because it does. A lot of people don't show up because of the plus one. So, but very supportive if it can be done, and I think we should add it to the budget going forward if it can be done.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate your comments, Larry and Lillian. How many of these volunteers live within, say, 20, 30 miles of the fair park? I mean, do we have a lot of volunteers that are outside of the range that we'd expect them not to come?
That's a great
that
question.
I do not.
Go ahead, Lillian.
No, I said that I do not know. There's most of them are fairly close. Well, no, I can't even say that because we have a lot of them that drive up quite far away. So, Larry, sorry, you go ahead.
I think it's safe to say that 30% of the people live outside of Salt Lake County.
I mean, the fact that we're doing it on a Saturday, Larry, is good. I'd suggest also we maybe do it on an earlier time rather than late, so that they need to travel home a couple hours, you know, they can factor that in, and an early dinner may look better.
That's what we're thinking is 4:30.
Fantastic. Okay.
One of the ushers I met at the Demolition Derby that was helping a handicapped person, we visited later, and she drives over from Evanston and does that because she just loves being in the arena. So some come from far away, and they're so dedicated. Another thing we're incorporating, just so FYI, we're going to talk to the volunteers and when we do these awards, but we're also going to encourage them to recognize someone during the fair that came above and beyond or something. We may not even know that they're doing. So let them be active in this recognition also. So next year, we plan on doing, you know, want to do this every year, but also have them be active in this and nominate someone that they see during the fair deserves an award.
Paul, you got your hand up?
How many volunteers are we talking about?
There's a little over 300. 350, somewhere right in that range.
Yeah, pretty amazing to me. 30,000 isn't even a part-time employee for part of the year, and you've got dozens and dozens that are giving thousands of hours. Seems like a well-deserved thing you're doing here. And I agree, it should be annual.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Daryl, you've got your hand up?
Yep, I just, from my understanding, this is something that we've never done, so I totally agree it's well overdue, and it's something that we should continue to do every year. I would, one wonder if we should add to the motion Kelly's suggestion that this be added to the budget, so it's an ongoing thing.
Okay, I'd certainly do that. Daryl? Okay, any other comments from the group? Seems like we have some overwhelming support here. If there's no other comments, I don't see any other hands, then let's take it to a vote. All in favor of the motion and as adjusted by Daryl to make sure we include it in the budget going forward, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, motion is unanimous with approval. Thank you, everyone, for being on today. Lillian, thank you for all your hard work to put this together, and same to you, Larry, to you and your team. We're really looking forward to it. Okay, let's all mark our calendar now we've solidified the date. Is that solid, Larry? And
that is solid.
Okay, let's mark our date, or the calendar, because it'd be great if as board members we're there to really welcome them and show our appreciation for all these volunteers, and we'll look forward to the agenda, Larry.
Perfect. And we'll put a run of show together that includes the board, right? So this also is the only opportunity we will have where we can actually introduce the board and staff to all of our volunteers.
Great. Okay, thank you, fantastic. Matt. Thanks again, everybody, for being on. Look forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks.
Thanks. Oh, thanks, everyone.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, we're adjourned, everyone. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See y'all.
Yeah, I got to see if I can even do that, but I've already got